This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
One thing that was really great about my parents is that if we wanted to try something, they let us try it. Like, my oldest brother came home from school one day and just said, "I want to play the trombone." I really have no idea where that came from, but he's the reason why I am, you know, a professional trumpet player, because he had this crazy idea to play the trombone. And then, of course, then the next brother wanted to play horn. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to pick tuba, and I want to be in the brass family. So I picked the trumpet.
Like any little sister, Mary Elizabeth Bowden was tormented by her big brothers. As she continued to practice longer and harder, the teasing subsided. She went on to study at the Curtis Institute of Music and Yale University. Now this young Chicago-born artist lives in Naples, Florida.
My husband is a trumpet player also. He's in the Naples Philharmonic, and we have a studio of about 15 to 20 kids that we share. If I'm traveling, he teaches everybody, and so that kind of works out nicely.
Mary Elizabeth Bowden's latest adventure is one she's been pondering for quite a while. It's her debut recording as a solo artist.
About a year before recording, I decided that I wanted to focus on American composers. And I didn't want to just do something that someone's done before. I was thinking, if I'm going to release a trumpet album, how can I make it accessible yet innovative to the public? Something that people want to listen to, but that also features new works that haven't been recorded before as well.
She's pretty pleased with the end result. The recording is called Radiance, and it features composers and performers that she's known throughout her career.
And so it was like a collaboration of friends and people from my past that meant a lot to me, and creating a song list of music that I found very compelling and that really showed the different colors and characters of the trumpet.
The title track was composed by David Ludwig. It was inspired by those hazy late summer nights in upstate New York.
I'm still a member of the Richmond Symphony, even though I live in Florida, but when I lived there full-time, I was going through some of the old symphony recordings, and I found that piece, Radiance. It actually was commissioned by the Richmond Symphony for the principal oboe at the time, Catherine Needleman. And I listened to it, and I thought it was so beautiful, and I just thought Radiance would be great on the trumpet, and it adds a new color and sparkle of sound that, it's definitely a different take on the piece.
On the Arabesque for Two Trumpets and Piano by Joseph Turin, Mary is reunited with her former teacher at Curtis, who is also principal trumpet of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
The first time I heard David Bilger play in the orchestra, I thought that he had the most beautiful sound on the trumpet. It's a very clean, precise sound, but it rings like a bell, and it's a sound that I've always had in my head for myself. And so to play a duo with him, it was really fun. You know, like, my mom said she couldn't tell who was playing which part. I mean, I can tell because I know, but
as she celebrates the release of her debut recording, Mary Elizabeth Bowden is grateful her parents allowed her to find her own path. Now that path leads to destinations all around the globe, opening doors to an extended family.
My mom has pen pals. I have stayed with several of her pen pals and have gotten to meet them, people that she's written letters to for, you know, over 15 years. And so that's been really fun. I know she's a little jealous. I stayed with a pen pal of hers in Australia, in New Zealand, in Sweden. And so these families have become like second families to me. And so that's been really cool.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.